But first, at 6:30 p.m. Paris time, a fire broke out and engulfed the infamous Notre Dame Cathedral. Scores of people gathered and watched in stunned silence as an emblem of history and religion went up in flames. Approximately 400 French firefighters battled into the night to extinguish the fire, which 9 hours later is now under control. The Wire's Sonia Lal spoke with an Australian traveller, Jessica McAndrew, who witnessed the cathedral go up in flames, as well as Professor of European History at the University of Sydney, Robert Aldrich, to understand the significance of the Gothic structure.
Crowds gathered outside Notre Dame Cathedral and sang hymns as they watched their beloved Gothic structure be ravaged by flames. Even though the fire has now been mostly contained by French firefighters, an SOS alert still stands in Paris. The infamous spire and roof of the cathedral have collapsed, but firefighters say that the two bell towers have been saved. I spoke to Australian traveller Jessica McAndrews, who is living only 10 minutes away from the cathedral and witnessed the events unfolding.
Literally stepped around the corner and we could see the flames from the back of the Notre Dame leaping up. And it was just at the back of the building at that point. I guess there was already crowds like standing around just in awe and like shock. Smoke just billowing over. The smoke came over most of like the city, far as you could see, and then the flames were visible from at least 15 minute walk away, and it was like a greeny kind of smoke. It was quite odd and ominous, but there was an odd silence. For the amount of people that were on the street, everyone was silent, and then we stood and we turned around as the cross actually collapsed into the flames, and it was collective just gasp across the hundreds of people that were just standing in the street. Yeah, it was hard, like even for someone that was like, oh, I don't like fire, I quite like it evokes like an anxiety kind of straight away with me. You were like captured, like just frozen, just to stare at it for like a second or two, just in disbelief. There was people in tears as well. And we walked past these two small boys sitting next to their mum. They were sitting down and they were crying into her lap. They were just so upset about it.
Notre Dame has been a cultural, historic and religious emblem for France across the world. Professor of European History at the University of Sydney, Robert Aldrich, purports that the importance of the cathedral goes beyond its ability to attract millions of tourists.
Over 13 million tourists a year, but its importance goes beyond that. For Catholics, it, of course, is a site of pilgrimage and worship. For historians and those interested in history, it represents the Middle Ages and the role of the church, not just as a religious institution, but also its connections with education and charity and health care. It is a treasure trove of artistic objects. It's a symbol of Paris and to some extent of France. It has many and often different meanings for the French, and it's been the site of many important events in France, Napoleon's coronation, President de Gaulle's funeral, and many others.
Professor Aldrich adds that whilst Notre Dame has undergone structural change in the past, the road to recovery from these horrific fires will be a long and arduous one.
Notre Dame has at various times in its very long history been subject to restoration and even architectural change. And now, of course, there's the need for substantial reconstruction. President Macron has announced that will be a project, and Notre Dame will be rebuilt. He's opening a national subscription for contributions. Several philanthropists have already offered money. One French businessman offered 100 million euros. I think that the money will be found and the work will be done, although it will take a number of years because the building will have to be cleaned from the smoke damage. It will have to be repaired. Perhaps new safety systems and security systems will need to be reinstalled. And then obviously security checks will need to take place before it can be opened again and put back to use.
In the early 1800s, Notre Dame was dilapidated. However, Victor Hugo's 1833 novel, The Hunchback of Notre Dame, returned it to the limelight. It is astonishing that over 200 years ago, Hugo was able to describe the events that are unfolding today. He wrote, "All eyes are raised to the top of the church. They beheld there an extraordinary sight. On the crest of the highest gallery, higher than the central rose window, there was a great flame rising between the two towers, with whirlwinds of sparks, a vast, disordered, and furious flame, a tongue of which was borne into the smoke by the wind from time to time."
Sonia Lal reporting.